with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. Low back pain is the most universal human experience. Almost everyone has it at some point, some to a greater degree than others, and it can result in a chronic condition. Structured exercise programs are often recommended for the management of chronic low back pain. However, there is poor compliance to unsupervised home exercises. But the team at the University of Sydney's School of Public Health, led by postdoctoral research fellow Dr. Josh Zadrow, has found an innovative solution in a recent study. By using a readily available Nintendo Wii Fit U video program, they found a high compliance to home exercises because the video game gives clear instructions, encouragement, and feedback. To find out more detail, Marnie Roper spoke with Dr. Zadrow.
Thank you, Josh, for taking the time to talk to us about back pain and your innovative approach to improving this condition. As a practicing physio, how prevalent is low back pain?
Low back pain is by far the most common reason people come to visit a physiotherapist, and it's quite common in all ages, from children all the way to the elderly. In Australia, in 2015, they did a survey that found that 16% of the population have back problems at any one point in time. However, if we look at over the lifespan, we find that up to 90% of people will experience some form of low back pain in their life. The important thing with this is that most cases of low back pain are short-lasting and have little or no consequence. So for many people, this will just be a brief episode that they wake up with one day and then it goes away after that.
But it's still a burden on healthcare costs and lost work days, presumably.
Yeah, definitely. There's a small percentage, around 30% of people with back pain who develop severe and disabling symptoms, but these account for almost 80% of all costs of back pain. So although it's a very common condition, the majority of the burden of that condition is made up by a very small percentage of people.
And what are the main causes?
I guess when we look at back pain, we kind of group back pain into three categories. Some causes of low back pain can be attributed to a serious underlying disease, such as cancer, fracture, or an infection. And these require specific management strategies to target the cause of the symptoms. But I guess the important thing is that these cases only make up around 1% of all people with back pain, so they're not very common. The next group we have is those who develop some sort of nerve-related issue or a compressed nerve, and people commonly refer to this as sciatica. And these people experience symptoms going down their leg. They might have pins and needles or numbness, but these again only account for around 10% of the people. So what we're left with is around 90% of people with back pain who don't have a serious disease or a compressed nerve. But unfortunately, we don't have the technology to be able to specifically identify what causes pain in these people. So the term non-specific back pain is commonly used to describe those people that don't have very serious back pain. A lot of people have tried to pinpoint the symptoms and might say it's because of a slipped disc or some form of arthritis. But what we found is that when people get a scan, so an X-ray or an MRI, it's very likely that you're going to pick up on a lot of these disc bulges and other abnormalities in people that don't have pain just as often as you'll pick them up in people that have pain. So unfortunately, we don't have many tests that we can use to differentiate between abnormalities on a scan that are causing the symptoms or ones that are just there and that we have found incidentally.
Then when is it deemed chronic low back pain?
So chronic low back pain is typically when the pain has lasted for more than 3 months. Although there is quite, I guess, variations around this definition. So some people might not experience pain that's constant over that time, but the typical pattern of pain is that people have their worst days and then some days they feel a lot better. So it is kind of up and down for most people rather than just a constant pain over time.
And I know physios play an important role in treating low back pain. What does that commonly entail?
So I guess physios like chiros and GPs are very at the front of the management of low back pain. And it could involve a whole lot of things, I guess, depending on the practitioner who's treating the patient. But probably most importantly is things that have been identified in the evidence to be most effective. So for someone with very acute symptoms or who have just had back pain in the last few days, they should be given simple advice and education to support self-management. This might include reassurance that most episodes of back pain settle in around 4 to 6 weeks, and also education on the benefits of staying active and things like remaining at work and avoiding bed rest. Often patients think that because they're in so much pain that it's better for them to stay in bed and kind of rest their back. But what we've seen is that the more you stay active and continue your usual activities, the better your outcomes are going to be. In that acute phase, physios could also consider things like exercise, although for someone who's just had a flare-up of their pain, doing a structured exercise program that's vigorous might not be the most helpful and hasn't been shown to be that effective in the research. Physios could also do things like hands-on therapy involving massage or joint manipulations. The management's a bit different for people with chronic or persistent back pain. Again, they need to be reassured that low back pain is benign in nature and not caused by a serious underlying disease. But this is the group that really would benefit from a structured exercise program or home-based exercise program. And what we found in the research is that exercise provides a similar benefit to more passive treatments, such as massage and joint manipulation, but also medicines that carry a lot more side effects.
And how successful are people at carrying on their home exercises?
So I think when people are given an exercise program, the motivation is probably very high at the start to do it, particularly if they're in pain. But what we do see is that motivation tends to drop off over time, whether this is because people find the exercises boring over time or that their symptoms resolve, so the motivation reduces. We don't quite know at this stage. I guess if we look at research in the general population, maintaining exercise in healthy people is quite difficult. People might start an exercise program for themselves, and then over time they become less compliant and end up forgetting this exercise program. So a lot of the studies have shown good short-term benefits and good short-term compliance with exercise programs, but there's yet to be studies that have shown a way to really maintain physical activity levels over time in this population.
Now, this leads me to your home-based video game exercise program. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that and your recently completed study.
Now, as you said, we just completed a randomised control trial that investigated the effectiveness of a home-based video game exercise program in 60 people with chronic low back pain who were over the age of 55 years old. So in the program, participants completed the video game exercises at home, and this involved a whole range of things. So on the program, which was the Nintendo Wii Fit, they had access to flexibility or yoga exercises, exercises where they could do strengthening, such as doing some squats or lunges. They also had aerobic exercises where they could be marching on the spot or jogging on the spot on a balance board, and then other exercises that kind of challenge their coordination where they were instructed to complete some virtual tasks on the screen. So in terms of the program, this went for 8 weeks, and participants were encouraged to perform the exercises for 60 minutes 3 times a week. The only contact they had with the physiotherapist was during the first session, where the physio came to their home to set up the program, which took around 10 minutes, and then made sure that they were confident with how to use the program. Interestingly, what we found, we anticipated that we'd have some challenges with people understanding the program because it does involve technology and something that people may have not seen before. But most participants actually found it was quite easy to use. And I think around 1 to 1.5 hours of instructing participants how to use it was all it took before they were able to use it confidently throughout the program.
Is this game being especially designed for your exercise program?
No. So the Nintendo Wii Fit is commercially available. And that was kind of half of our motivation for choosing the program, because if we found that it was beneficial like we did, we wanted to make sure that it could be rolled out to the community quickly rather than having to go through the process of manufacturing the program and then distributing it.
And I believe that you get encouragement in the program and even feedback. You get a score.
Yeah, so the exercises obviously give you some video and audio feedback of what you need to be doing at what time. When you complete the exercises, you also get scored based on your performance. And during, you also get coached on your technique. So if, for example, you're doing a lunge and you're not doing it correctly or putting your foot in the right spot, then the program will tell you what you need to do and how you can correct that. So in that sense, it is quite motivating for participants because they do get to see themselves changing in terms of their exercise technique and the scores that they get. And this is probably why we found quite high adherence to the program. The interesting thing is that the exercises on the program evolve as you use it more. So if you're getting high scores on exercises and the program realises that you're doing things easily, it'll add more repetitions, add more time to make the exercises more difficult.
So it's like your own in-house physio?
Yes. That's it.
And the cost of it?
New units, which is what we use for the trial, and this includes the Nintendo console, the program that you need to insert, and also the balance board, cost around $400. But since this technology is around 5 years old, I just checked online the other day, and you can pick up all this stuff for around $150 in total. So if you pick up a second-hand one, it is quite low cost.
And after your study, what were the results?
We found that the participants in the video game exercise group experienced around a 27% reduction in pain and a 23% increase in function. And I guess what this represents is about a 1 to a 1.5 increase over the control group on a 0 to 10 scale. And this is compared to a control group that was asked to maintain their usual activities, but also their usual care-seeking behaviours. So they could still go to their usual physio, chiro or GP to get care.
Did everyone do the 1 hour three times a week?
Well, what we found was that people initiated the three sessions quite frequently, so about 85% of the participants did the three sessions every time a week. But what we found was that they didn't do it for the length of time that we suggested. So not many participants could do the whole 60-minute sessions three times a week. Most were around the 30 to 45-minute range, which kind of gives us an idea of what we might be targeting exercise prescription for in future studies.
They did it for 8 weeks. If they did it for longer, do you think they'd get more improvement?
I guess it's hard to say without having the data to back it up, but I think, you know, the effects of any exercise program do occur during that short-term period. So whether they would keep reducing their pain after that is unknown, but I think the other benefits of exercise and physical activity would certainly be enough to justify continued use in the program.
So you'd hope that they would actually just make this part of their exercise regime?
Yeah, and I think also that the recurrence rate for back pain is quite high. So we find that around one-third of people who recover from an episode of back pain will experience it again in the next year. So even if people stopped using the program for a short time and then experienced a recurrence in their symptoms, they could then use the program as a management strategy, which would further decrease their reliance on seeing a physio or any other healthcare providers.
And do you think it would help with things like balance and concentration as well?
A lot of exercises in the program do challenge balance. So you've got ones where you have to stand up on your tippy toes and not hold on to anything, and then others where you're standing on one leg and have to move your arms around. So there's definitely exercises there that are tailored to balance and could challenge people.
And I imagine it's particularly beneficial for people who find it difficult to travel to a physio, say particularly in country areas, or even those who are a bit time poor.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess once the program's set up, it would be ideal for people who are in locations where they don't have access to physios or any other healthcare providers, or people who just can't afford the cost of physiotherapy. Yeah, I think this would be a great strategy that people could use to long-term manage their symptoms rather than having to go to clinics that might be far away or where they don't have access to.
And will it be implemented under the current medical benefit scheme, do you think?
Well, the medical benefit scheme, Chronic Pain Pathway in Australia at the moment, gives 5 physiotherapy sessions. So whether it's implemented is really up to the treating physiotherapists. The program that we did only requires 1 point of contact with the physio. So this would really just use up one of those 5 sessions, which is in comparison to other exercise programs that have been shown to be effective. But these require around 8 to 12 sessions, which is currently more than what's covered under the medical benefits scheme.
Now, if our listeners would like to know more, where's the best place for them to get more information?
They could get in touch with me via email at joshua.zadro@sydney.edu.au. I'm also active on Twitter. And then the University of Sydney actually provides a summary of the article as well, which might be easier to digest than the full journal article.
Joshua, I think it's a really interesting concept, a new way of helping people with such conditions. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Our guest was Dr. Joshua Zadro, talking to Marnie Roper about the use of the Nintendo Wii Fit U as an effective exercise program for low back pain. To listen again, the interview will be available as a podcast on the 2RPH website. You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.